Welcome to the series by Christopher Peter, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. What did we learn during this past week in the National Football League and the college football landscape? First, good teams get lucky when they need it most. Resilience and resolve can help good teams overcome early challenges to find their identity. The football week started with an AFC North battle between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. The Bengals started off good, but their issues showed as the game wore on. The Ravens overcame a halftime deficit in a historic game by Ja'Marr Chase, who has 264 receiving yards. The Bengals are no longer a contender. They played their way out of contention all year, but their superstar quarterback and wide receiver duo has the media constantly giving them chance after chance, which is somewhat reasonable when you look at the roster, but their play says they are not a contender. Now, the college football weekend featured many upsets. The Georgia Bulldogs got beaten like a rug by Ole Miss. Miami had high hopes dashed a bit with an upset loss. Both were top four teams in the initial college football playoff poll released last week. Thanks to the switch to 12 teams, these programs are not completely out of contention yet. Notre Dame beat Florida State so badly that Florida State had to make coaching changes. The Fighting Irish bolstered their chance of making the Final 12, which is important since they will not have a conference championship game to help give voters one last look. Some pundits hate Notre Dame's independent status, but I love it. Their tradition and willingness to play anyone anywhere. Oregon-Ohio State, who Oregon beat early in the season, and Texas are the leaders of the pack. Penn State was not punished that hard by voters. They are still poised to make the playoffs. Alabama remains in contention as well in the first season after the retirement of legendary coach Nick Saban. Back to the fully paid professionals. The Giants once again struggled with Daniel Jones as their quarterback, leading to the potential for the team to weigh their options going forward. Losing to the lowly Carolina Panthers home, away, or overseas is not a great way to reassure fans that things will be all right. The Kansas City Chiefs continue to win in interesting ways. This time they beat the Denver Broncos with a blocked field goal that was essentially a chip shot. Amazing end to the game for the Chiefs, who are not beating the brakes off any opponent, just getting the wins. The Pittsburgh Steelers knocked the Washington Commanders out of first place in the NFC East, which they will have to fight for in their next game. A close game decided by a close call on a fourth down play that was ruled short by officials in replay. The Steelers with Russell Wilson at quarterback look really good. The Commanders were really knocked out by their next opponent, my Philadelphia Eagles, who went into Dallas in Jerry World, a stadium they have not won in since 2017, and beat the Dallas Cowboys by 4 touchdowns. After a close first half, the Eagles manhandled the Cowboys, who were without Dak Prescott, which they will be for the rest of the season. The streak of no interceptions or turnovers ended for Jalen Hurts, who threw an interception in the red zone and fumbled to put the Cowboys on their 6-yard line. The combined result was only 3 points given up. Not ideal, but Hurts stepped up and had some really good throws in the game. And good runs as well. The stars of the game were the Eagles' defense, who got 5 takeaways. The defense is buzzing right now and has really taken shape and built well-deserved confidence. The team is really playing complementary football and seem to have found their identity. Important as they will face a battle for first place with Washington on a short week. The Niners continued winning with some sideline drama during the victory over the Tampa Bay Bucks. Unfortunately for the Niners, the division-leading Arizona Cardinals also won, destroying the New York Jets. The Bills also won and so did the Dolphins, keeping the Jets in the basement of their division. And the Patriots won as well. The Lions played probably the most interesting game of the weekend. Jared Goff threw a total of 5 interceptions in the game, where the Lions were completely outplayed in the first half by the Houston Texans. But the Lions played a strong second half to claw their way back and win the game by a kick at the end. The Niners and the Texans won by kicks. The Chiefs won by blocking a kick. The Eagles won by kicking the Cowboys' butts. Side notes: the Saints won after firing Dennis Allen. The Chargers won as well. The Vikings once again are a team with a winning record that no one seems to trust. My main takeaways from this week is that my Philadelphia Eagles have found their identity and that Nick Sirianni and team find ways to win even if they do not start the game off very well. The Chiefs are either very lucky or they are doing just enough to win and reserving their energy. The Lions appear to be the class of the NFC and Ravens seem to have found their footing as well. I no longer think the Niners can make the Super Bowl. I think the NFC champions might be those Detroit Lions or my Philadelphia Eagles. I am not overlooking the Washington Commanders either, who play competitive football. I am not sure the Ravens can beat the Steelers, but they still have both games to play, one being this upcoming weekend. Maybe I hope they cannot beat the Steelers, who are my second favorite team. The intensity and competitiveness of football is like no other sport. Each week in college and the NFL matters. I am not sure anyone thought the college football season would be this exciting, but the intensity remains even though there is a bit more leeway. Great week of football. Basketball and hockey are underway. Good time for sports right now. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com. New content coming out tomorrow with my insights on the election outcome.